So very often around Purim time, I get questions regarding kashrus of Mishlayach Manos, those that are sending out Mishlayach Manos. They want to know what they should be concerned for. And very often you get the question after Purim, is what I got considered kosher? Is there any issue with my Mishlayach Manos that I received? And I think the reason is that most people, they know what they typically buy. And over the course of the year, they'll ask a question here and there to make sure this product is good. But they buy the same thing throughout the year. If they travel or they're in a new city, a new store opens up, so now they go elsewhere, so then they ask a shaila. But most people don't necessarily have questions on a daily basis. When it comes to Purim, you have people trying to fit a specific theme, and they send out a Mishlayach Manos like that. You also have people receiving Mishlayach Manos from friends and family who might not necessarily have the same standards of kashrus that they have, or might not necessarily be in the know of what's going on in the kashrus world. So we definitely get a lot of questions. As Rabbanim, we get questions regarding Mishlayach Manos and kashrus right around Purim time. So I think it's worth discussing, at least at this point, if someone still has time to check the products that they are going to give out. So it's kedai. I've definitely gotten calls midnight, Purim night, regarding kashrus of the pickles that were supposed to go in the salad, that was part of their theme, and the company used to have hashgacha and no longer has hashgacha. Rabbi, what do? I have 100 salads without hashgacha. So in that case, we did confirm through the barcode that it was still under hashgacha. But it's better to think in advance and not wait until Purim night. So I'll just go through some common issues that I've seen over the years. I'm sure there are more. The first one for the first recording will be common products that people assume do not need hashgacha, but in fact, they do need hashgacha. One example would be hard seltzer. So it's seltzer with alcohol in it. So typically these things are flavored, and with any other flavored beverage, it could be a flavored coffee, a flavored alcoholic drink, anything flavored has a flavor in it. The flavor is a sophisticated product, and anything that's a sophisticated product, it was made with production. It's not just a simple raw ingredient. It would require hashgacha, and therefore flavored seltzer, flavored alcohol, all require hashgacha. Additionally, many items that have a hashgacha on the brand, let's say you have a brand of crackers or cookies, and you assume there's always an OU on it or a chafke on it, and now you order a miniature size and there's no hashgacha on it. Now, sometimes it is in fact kosher, just not labeled for individual sale, but you have to do your homework on it. Very often it's produced in the Far East, or it's produced in South America, where it is not kosher. So don't necessarily assume that if the brand of cookies or crackers are kosher. It's not necessarily true. It could be it is, but you have to double check to make sure that the miniature package of Ritz crackers or the mini pack of Oreos would indeed be kosher. Additionally, you have product that you have that are coming from Mexico, or it's literally the same, looks exactly the same, Entenmann's donuts, and one of them has an OU on it, the other one has a different hashgacha, to make sure that hashgacha is acceptable, or maybe it doesn't even have hashgacha. So don't assume if something's kosher in the United States, then it will be kosher if it comes from Mexico or from China. I will point out that Coca-Cola from Mexico is considered kosher. The OU does not give hashgacha on it, and their policy is if they do not personally give hashgacha on it, they will not recommend it, but those that know, I spoke to Rabbi Reznikov over the years from Mexico City. The yeshiva shechevra in Mexico City, they do consume it, and most of the experts in kashrus agree that there's no concern with Coca-Cola from Mexico. But just keep in mind, when a person is shopping or they receive Mishlayach Manos and there's no hashgacha on the package, don't necessarily assume it's fine. It could be it's coming from a different country and it was not produced in a plant with hashgacha, so double check before assuming these products are okay without hashgacha.